cordon sanitaire. Inside, there is ague, fever, something like a whisper passing from mouth to mouth and ear to ear, the germ of an idea creeping through mangroves and strands of oil palms, staggering into wattle and daub huts and corrugated shacks, into neural folds and cortex. Outside, there are armed guards, a day-night sentry of worries. No one allowed in or out. Centuries old, this practice. Leper colonies on mountaintops, disfigurements shuffling in thin air. In Venetian harbors, ships lay at anchor for 40 days before plague-free merchants could row toward shores with their sacks of spices and piles of bright silks. In St. Petersburg, the Tsar's troops pointed their swords at cholera. In the Purple Pyrenees, an army assembled, 15,000 strong, because of a single germ carried across the sea in a Cuban brick. And so, too, in the equatorial now, out there, the nothingness of night and jeering guns, and in here, the black shapes struggling for their lives and held in by imaginary lines.